Hello friends, welcome to another beautiful week. Mlayo Adekoju speaking, your plug on relationship matters. Last week I shared a nugget on the fact that if your ship will not take you to your destination, then it is wisdom to disembark. This week I'll be showing you signs to look out for to know whether your ship is going in your direction or not. I'd like to start by posing these questions to you, and I want you to answer these questions carefully. Number one, do these friendships help you or keep you from making important positive changes in your life? Number two question, what are the behaviors your friends do that you no longer want to do? Number three, what are their behaviors that inspire you? Number four, which of those friendships line up with your current values and goals, and which friendships do not? Number five, which of these friends make you feel energized after you spend time with them, and which ones make you feel depleted? Number six, what friends from the past do you feel you are holding on to and why? You need to note this. Nobody is going to be upbeat every day. There are times your friends will be there to support you when you're down, and you'll do the same for them. So in this exercise, what you're looking out for is patterns of behavior over a period of time and how these behaviors impact what and how you feel about yourself. Take note, patterns of behavior. So knowing this will be able to help you to zone in on the people in your ship. So let me quickly dive into what we have today. What are the signs of a toxic ship? Ship here represents friendships, courtship, partnership, and all kinds of relationships in your life. So how do you know that a ship will not lead to your own destination? These are few signs I share with you. Number one, these kind of people are excessively jealous and they constantly put you down. You know, when you have a toxic person in your ship, they never compliment you. In fact, they never pick you up or congratulate you on your achievements. They are more likely to kick you when you are down. You realize that you're never actually happy or relaxed around them because they don't make you feel good about yourself. They are not only jealous of you, but also jealous of your friends. They are likely to criticize your friends to your face and try to isolate you from them. Those are people that genuinely care about you. You know, their extreme jealousy often makes them to say they are the only one that care about you. In fact, even when you are on a date, they expect you to drop everything for them. They are possessive and obsessive people. It is a warning sign. Number two, they are always critical. They never say anything good about you. They are always finding a way to pull you down with their words. They reduce your self-esteem. They are always judging you. Anytime you have an accomplishment in your life, no matter how little it is, and you share with them, they belittle it. They say, oh, is that all you got to share? Those are warning signs of toxic people in your ship. Number three, they are discouragers. They have small minds, so they can talk you out of your big vision. These kind of people never encourage you to step out of your comfort zone. When you share a vision with them, they give you 1001 reasons why you can't accomplish it. That is a warning sign. Number four, they are value vampires. You know, vampires are people that prey on others. They exploit others. They are parasites. They feed on others and cause them harm. They always take from you but never give. You know, those are parasites. Value vampires degrade and deplete your values. Let me quickly give you two practical examples from the scriptures. Number one is Solomon's wives. In 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 1 to 4, the Bible says, "They turned his heart away from God, and they made Solomon the wisest and the richest king on earth. At that time, they caused him to do evil in the sight of God." They degraded and depleted his value, the value of the fear of God that he had, that sustained him, that made him to write the book of Proverbs with so much great wisdom and insight. But at the end of his life, they turned his heart away from God. So his wives, the numerous wives he had, became value vampires to his life. Another example is Jehoshaphat and Ahab. In 2 Chronicles chapter 18 verse 1 and 31. You know, because Jehoshaphat, who was a king that loved God, because he joined affinity with Ahab and followed him to battle, he was nearly killed, if not for God's mercy. My friend, you need to beware of value vampires. They are detrimental to your destiny. Number five, this kind of people are users. They have a way of manipulating your emotions to get what they want or promote their own cause. They use other people's intellect and take glory for it. Wow. This kind of people, you see them everywhere, in the workplace, in the marketplace, in the school, among your peers, you know, what have you. Everything is about them and what they want to gain. That is a warning sign. Number six, a toxic friend will never really listen to you. They will always be waiting for their turn to speak or turn the conversation back to them. You know, everything revolves around them. They always twist conversation back to them. A good way to test for this is by bringing up random topics that have nothing to do with either of you. A toxic person will have the ability to manipulate the conversation back around to them again, whatever the topic is, you know, without skipping a beat. So you need to watch out for that. Number seven, they are diminishers. They sap your energy and strength and do not contribute positively to you. You know, every time your mental energy is being sucked out by this person or these people, you don't only feel responsible, you feel destabilized around them. Anytime you feel depleted when you're together, or you don't look forward to your time together, you are not excited that you're meeting, these are signs of toxicity. This kind of people sap your energy. You must note that any relationship that is not adding to you is subtracting something from you. No friendship or no relationship should be transactional. But if someone is draining all your energy, you should ask yourself whether you are getting anything out of that relationship or not. Number eight, they are time wasters. They don't usually recognize their faults. You are always the one at fault and they present themselves as angels. But if you are remaining in a friendship or in a relationship where the person repeats their actions time and time again and they never take responsibility for it, then it is no longer worth your time and energy. Number nine, this kind of people cannot be trusted with secrets or confidential matters. Anything you share with them in confidence, they share with other people. Number 10, they compete with you rather than compliment you. Whether it's job promotion, a romantic partner, or a new class you're doing, your toxic friend will compete with you. They don't like the idea of, you know, having to do anything that doesn't involve them. You think they love you, but in the real sense, they don't want you to excel at something. They are there, they are in competition with you secretly in their heart. Oh, my friend have this, oh, I must have that. That is not friendship, because every true friendship or relationship should complement one another. Number 11, they keep tabs on all they have done for you. A true friendship should never hold grudges or keep tabs. You know, if someone is holding over your head all the things they have contributed to your relationship, then that is a warning sign already. You know, a friend just wants to see you happy and does not expect things in return. They know that give and take is a matter of ebb and flow, and that, you know, a day will definitely come again when you also be the contributor. Nothing you do for such kind of people is ever enough to validate the receipt they have on you. And, you know, you shouldn't have to constantly prove appreciation, honest intentions, time and time and time again. So you need to take note of that kind of people in your life that will always count 1 to 10 everything they have done for you when there is a little misunderstanding. Number 12, you spend most time wondering how to fix the relationship rather than enjoying it. If you find yourself spending more time on how to phrase your apology, it isn't a bond that is good to keep in your life any longer. You are always fixing the relationship. Little and petty things get overboard. Then you need to check it. How do you handle this kind of people in your ship, or this kind of ship in your life? You need to recognize them and disembark. It's as simple as that. You know, a ship is meant to take you to your own destination. And if it's doing otherwise, then you need to get down from that ship and join yourself to the right ship. However, you must take note that you don't burn bridges. Never do it in bitterness or any kind of hatred. You know, I love the analogy of T.D. Jakes when he shared on three kinds of people in her lives. He mentioned that the first kind of people in her lives, they are people that are interested. They are not interested in you, but they are interested in what you are interested in. Never mistake them for friends. When you remove the common interests, they are gone out of your life. While some people are against what you are against, so it seems they are for you. They only team up with you to fight a common enemy, and then they are gone. While the other kind of people, they are the people that are really into you. So you must be sensitive to recognize this kind of people and keep them in your lifetime. In conclusion, I'd like to say that you cannot change or control other people's actions, emotions, or interpretations. You can only control your own. If most of the relationship you are spending your time feeling any other emotion besides joy, it is no longer right. Love is a command. Relationship is by choice. See you again next week. Keep winning in your relationships. God bless you.